God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Saucer Pod. We are hovering above the trailing skirts of the new year as it shambles, punch drunk for the exit doors, 2 days before the Illuminati chain them closed, before setting fire to the theater in hopes of escaping through the bathroom window during the smoke and confusion. My prediction is that those who don't slip and knock themselves out on the tile floor after the sprinkler system goes on will perish in the fall from that window, which happens to be 3 stories up. But evil is all about miscalculation. I expect Ms. Calculation to be the belle of the ball in the new year. She prefers to be called Ms. Ms. is short for Mizra, which means east. And the eastern toilets are up on the third floor. Had they considered going west, they would have been on the first floor and things would have turned out differently, but that's evil for you. Once again, Merry Christmas! And we'll throw in Happy New Year with that. Wishing all our listeners and readers a supernatural prosperity and ongoing state of well-being. Almost as if to say that our time has come. One of these days it has to. Why not this coming year? Why not this year? This year is a year of great change, or so I suspect. I certainly believe it will be for me. Come spring, I will be off to new horizons, and though tentatively there is a direction pending, nothing is set in stone. Anything can and often does happen. Usually the anything is composed of something out of the blue, so we'll be checking the horizon line off and on. I miss Maui probably more than anywhere I've ever been. Not probably, definitely. Yet I keep thinking about Fukushima and what that means. Strangely enough, I heard from a friend a few days ago that someone she knew had been traveling around to the beaches in Hawaii with a Geiger counter and measuring for radiation. Apparently there wasn't any. For some reason, unknown to me and also probably to the parties involved, the radiation outflow completely bypassed Hawaii and went straight to California, where it is registering. What are the odds on that? Well, no, if that's how it does it, then the odds are good. Now, I don't know that this is entirely true, but I do note that it is interesting that I would hear about it. A little inquiry on my part indicates that the way the ocean works, the radiation anyway goes first to the American West Coast and then it sweeps around and heads to Hawaii. This would indicate a lessening of the final effect there. They've measured mushrooms in Hawaii, and that isn't showing anything. At the same time, there has been a significant increase in cancer cases in Hilo, so I don't know what I don't know. None of this is either here nor there because I put my faith in the ineffable to control my direction and events on the path. It's not like I have a choice at this point anyway, because I don't. A lot of people who think they have a choice don't have a choice either, and some who think they have no choice have a choice. Life and karma are and can be complex. can be and are, however you want to put it. I don't have a choice because I made a certain choice already, and once made, that removes the option of choice from the equation. This is a good thing. This is a good thing because further on up the path, there will be moments when making the wrong choice could be a real game changer in an undesirable way. It's a good thing to have the power of choice removed because there comes a time when you may well encounter personified forces who have been around a lot longer than you have and who understand human nature a lot better than you may understand yourself. Think of it as some kind of permutation of Jesus being taken up on the mountaintop by Satan and shown the availability of all the wonders of the world that can be had. Think about that for a moment. Let's set a little imagery for you and even pick a location. Imagine you're standing up on Wolf Drive in the Hollywood Hills. Below you, in the short view, you can see, just below you, you can see Milton Berle's old house. At least you can see the top of his ranch-style house in the pool. You might not know who Milton Berle was. He was one of the countless Jewish comedians who prospered in Hollywood and then went his way to wherever that was. He was quite famous in his time. Further down, you can see the lights of Hollywood, and you know the area. If you know the area, you could pick out Sunset Strip and maybe even see a short section of Hollywood Boulevard, also known as the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Regardless, you would only see a short section of Hollywood Boulevard in any case from where we would be standing at this particular point. And it glitters and it glows, that world down there, symbolically represented by Los Angeles. It's intoxicating and mesmerizing. But the problem is, it's all temporary, and it turns to dust, and so do you. And so for that reason, I am glad I have no choice. Because as I said, the forces you encounter on the path, they've been here a lot longer than you have in this go-round, and are a lot smarter about the ways of the world than you are. There's an occult maxim that says, do not go down into that dark splendor. My first novel that I wrote was entitled The Dark Splendor. Then the title has changed a little bit, but still had dark splendor in it. And it refers to that. And the dark splendor is that mystique of existence down there in the hurly-burly of it all. And it refers to those on the spiritual path who have made some amount of progress and are somehow, you know, at some point captured by it and step away from the direction they were going in. And next thing you know, they find themselves, you know, hypnotized by the matter of the world, the magnetized dust, and there they are in it. And it's worse for them than it is for those who weren't on the path at all for various reasons. Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful for what I don't have. Sometimes I'm just as grateful for what I don't have as I am for what I do have. Every day I see people caught up in uncomfortable places while I'm off searching and surfing the internet, and I see them, these celebrities, these politicians, these different people, up to certain things at the behest or under the command of others, and doing things that they think they have to do to continue doing what they do, but which compromise them spiritually one day after the next, until the darkness around them can become quite concentrated indeed, and to the point where they're completely unaware of anything outside of their areas of concern. Good and evil become inconsequential concerns for them. Their moral compass is broken. And in many ways, so are they. We don't see how much we have going for us sometimes because we don't recognize what those things are. If you look deeper, you will find all kinds of things. And the more you look, the more you will find. If you're just looking at things superficially, maybe you won't get it right off. But look deeply into your life and look at all the things you really have to be grateful for. You may find there are quite a bit more of them than you've thought. So now we're here on the verge of a new year. I know it's going to be a time of massive change. Yet, I don't feel this ominous apprehension about it that I know some people do. But I know that by this time next year, a great deal, so much is going to be changed. It's going to be a different world. The whole economic structure might well be changed. On the plus side, Israel is increasingly isolated due to their apartheid and their genocide activity, which is, they're now worse than South Africa was. They had big economic interests there, and so they were really assisting the South Africans in that apartheid. And, well, you know, their interests there with the diamond mines and all those other things they owned down there. But it isn't just that. They have a deep-seated contempt for black people anyway, as can be seen by their treatment of the Ethiopian Jews. Israel's days are numbered. I'm astonished on occasion when I consider the magnitude of their crimes against humanity and this which they accomplished in such a short space of time. Of course, prior to that, those who are presently in Israel, their forebears, they were up to monstrous crimes for centuries. It has been going on. The list goes on and on and on. There is no place for them in the new world coming. There is no place for so many of the terrible rituals of greed and aggression that have predominated for so long. If anything troubles me, it is the depth of the sleep so many people are in. They seem so unwilling to change. And that is a very bad thing, because change is irresistible. You know, I had a very odd experience a few nights ago. I have been having these very, very powerful dreams, and sometimes I can remember them and sometimes I don't. But I remember the other night I was going to sleep and I was having a conversation with the ineffable, which is, you know, sometimes it's one-sided and sometimes it's a back and forth. And somehow I drifted off to sleep, and then I was, I believe, asleep or in a trance state, when all of a sudden I found myself standing up, in my dream anyway, and there was this massive whirlwind of forces spinning around me, and there was this intensity. It was a powerful, powerful intensity in my heart, and this voice that was apart from me, it seemed to be, but could have been part of me, was going, "Yes! Yes, we can do this," you know, but it was so much more than just that phrase. It implied so many, many things, and it implied things beyond anything that we can find a comparison for here on this plane. And I felt almost as if I was on the edge of like some incredible madness or just a transformation out of so radically out of the consciousness I was in that I would never, ever be the same again. And it was so powerful that I was almost certain that a tremendous fear was going to descend on me at any moment. But it didn't. And I'm not accurately interpreting what happened because I can't remember it all that well. It was so hyperdimensional from where I am now trying to reflect upon it. But oh my God. So then I thought, sure, the next night I'm going to say, well, good, what's going to happen now? Well, some things did, but I couldn't remember a single one of them. So, you know, it comes and it goes, and that's why we have to be steadfast. Things do come and go. They come at us, and then they go away from us, and we've got to be strong. I've had many a technical glitch in trying to do this radio broadcast today. It's taken me hours to get it in order, even though it consists of only 15 minutes. But something is very definitely trying to keep me from doing it. I don't know what the motive could be, because from the comments that I get, it seems to indicate there's no great number of people listening to these broadcasts. Whatever the reason, though, it's been rough. I thought about not doing it for half a dozen times, but that just awakened my persistence, and sometimes I wish it weren't like that, but I am. New Year's coming, time to reflect on the one that just passed and what we intend to have happen for ourselves, and with whatever free will amounts to, what we intend to accomplish. As always, the greatest work we can engage in is upon ourselves. We are the great work. Everything else is distraction. I know I can come back to this again and again, but the world does not and cannot change unless we do. It feels so very difficult to accomplish, and it can generate all kinds of frustration and rage against our inability to effect change. Obviously, we need help from somewhere. And that's what we have to ask for all the time and be confident that it will come. What other option do we have? The whole world has had ample opportunity to see what's been going on. It is to be presumed no matter how people take or interpret what they see, they have seen it. Many are still brainwashed and confused, but the cosmos is going to take care of that. Wait and see. Change is coming, and it will not be denied. Huh. What to say? Sometimes all you can do is endure and hold fast to the image in your mind, secure in the knowledge that what you hold fast to in your mind is an eventual certainty. It will come if you will allow for no alternative otherwise. If there are dark clouds above you, ignore them. Ignore as well the buffeting wind. Ignore all extraneous assaults and hold fast to the conviction that you will not be deterred. It's a good time to read the biographies of exceptional men and women. Sometimes just by seeing what they were up against makes your own situation more manageable. You can also remind yourself that there are many people in far more desperate straits than you. Yes, twice tonight I had most of my complex notes for this broadcast wiped out. They just disappeared on me in a very strange fashion. That was just among other things as well. But this is what I've been able to pull out of the hat tonight. So I hope it will be of some use to you. But that said, I want to wish all of you once again a very, very Merry Christmas that extends through the entire year, a year of bounty and giving and receiving and all that attends that. Well, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. Until then, Happy New Year, and may prosperity and promise both rain down upon you in a relentless monsoon. That said, Hare Krishna. Much gratitude, Lady Nature and Tara. Om Amitabha. La ilaha il arahu. Many thanks, Lord Ganesh. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. And rock on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru! Yeah. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.